I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In recent weeks, thousands of Syrian civilians, along with opposition fighters, have fled the Damascus suburbs of eastern Ghouta. After intense negotiations with the Syrian government, they've been granted safe passage out of their war-wrecked neighborhoods. But tens of thousands are still stuck, trapped in the last remaining insurgent-held area in eastern Ghouta, a part of town called Douma. Humanitarian groups are trying to help both the evacuees and the people left behind. Inge Sedke is a spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Syria. She's in Damascus. I asked her to describe the condition of those who've escaped.
Completely exhausted, completely overwhelmed. Many people had to leave their areas, their villages or towns in eastern Ghouta in a rush. They had to go from one basement to another and to walk for hours and hours in order to reach the crossing point. We are seeing children, for instance, who had to walk all this distance barefoot without any shoes at all. Many people on the way, they got separated from their family. For instance, 2 days ago, I met this old lady who fell on the way and she broke her back, so they had to bring her in an ambulance while her son had to go in the buses. And at the end of the day, they ended up her being in one shelter and her son in another shelter. And this is a huge problem because we are seeing a lot of accompanied children. We are seeing a lot of family members who got separated.
And the people who are staying, do we know why they're still there?
You know, for Syria, mainly it's very hard for them like to leave the only place for them that they knew as home. So they don't want, even if they will stay in a half-destroyed building, some people they cannot and they don't want to leave their home. And even for the people, whoever you will speak to inside the shelter, everyone is hoping to return back to their towns and villages as soon as possible. These people, the only place they knew as home is their villages and towns.
There have been two deals cut so far that have seen thousands of rebels and their relatives and other civilians bust out of Ghouta. But who's brokering the details of these evacuations?
The ICRC is never involved in any political agreement or negotiation because we are mainly only humanitarian. We are a neutral humanitarian organization, so we don't get really involved in this kind of negotiation.
Well, Inge, let me ask you this. Do you know if there are civilians in eastern Ghouta who want to stay and who refuse to go, and what happens to them if they refuse to go?
Well, we are aware that some families are still in eastern Ghouta, and even the Syrian Arab Red Crescent managed to bring some aid recently to some of the towns inside eastern Ghouta, like Kafr Batna, which are not anymore like a front line, or there is no fighting anymore in these areas. So some families decided to stay, and we are trying to access them and to provide the needed aid for them. But let's not forget that there are also some civilians still inside the city of Douma, for instance. This month, we managed to go to Douma several times, but whatever we can bring in one convoy is never enough, and we keep pushing and trying in order to reach the people inside Douma, which is one of the major cities inside eastern Ghouta.
Right.
And there are thousands and thousands of people there in very dire needs.
Inge Sedke, a spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Syria. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Among the tens of thousands remaining in Douma is Deanna Lynn. She grew up in Michigan but lives in eastern Ghouta with her husband and 8 children. We reached out to her on WhatsApp.
Right now, Douma is surrounded by the Syrian and Iranian militia, and we fear that the bombardment will begin again. We've had hard days. My biggest fear and the biggest fear of most of the people here that I've talked to is that the Russian warplanes will start bombing the civilians again here. We've seen here in the last 3 weeks that Russia is targeting civilian areas and medical facilities. They are hardly hitting the front lines. We have most of the casualties are civilians. Right now we have 2 choices. We have the choice of either bombardment or banishment. And if my children and the civilians of Douma are going to be murdered in cold blood, then of course I choose to leave.
Deanna Lynn there. We also got in touch with Maram Obaid. She managed to leave Eastern Ghouta as part of the government evacuation program. You might remember we heard from her earlier this month. At that point, she was living in an underground shelter with her 3-year-old son, Ahmad, and his 8-month-old brother, Omar. Now, Obaid and her children are living in an abandoned farmhouse in the city of Idlib. She says one thing is making her especially happy to be out of Ghouta. No bombs are falling.
There is no shelling. That's the most important. The area here is very beautiful. My children are very happy. We bought for them biscuits, chocolate, chips. They didn't see that from a long time.
A Syrian woman, Maram Obaid, there. She and her 2 young sons have made it safely out of Eastern Ghouta.